Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We will be in the Psalms today, so if you turn to the Psalms about halfway through the Bible, find Psalm 120. I'll be reading Psalm 120 and 121, perhaps taking devotional pauses in there and giving some application ideas at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Psalms. And I pray, Father, as we look at these two psalms today, that you would help me to understand you better and how from these psalms I can learn to worship you more. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 120. I call on the Lord in my distress, and he answers me. Save me, Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongues. What will he do to you, and what more besides, you deceitful tongue? He will punish you with the warrior's sharp arrows, with burning coals of the broom bush. Woe to me that I dwell in Meshech, that I live among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I lived among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. So that was Psalm 120. These are the Psalm of Ascent, so they're singing these, saying these on the way to Jerusalem, back and forth, and part of their worship. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. There are some similarities with Psalms and Proverbs, both connected to the genre, the literature of Hebrew poetry. And so when some things are said like this, like you'll have no harm, he'll keep you protected, you're talking about an overall generalized blessing from God to his people. Not a promise that you'll never have any harm, nothing physical will happen to you, and if it does, it's either God's fault or your fault. So you have to take it in its context and what it's meant to do. That's the end of Psalm 121 and the end of our reading for today. You certainly have time to go back and read them over several times if you'd like to and get more of a feel for them, as well as thinking about application. For me, my heart is directed to Psalm 121 and just the focus on God. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I don't have to be in the midst of an actual physical war to pray that prayer, to sing that song. It can be a daily thing. Where do I find help for what I'm going through right now? Where do I find help for what I'm struggling with? My help comes from God, the Lord, Jehovah, who wants a covenant relationship with his people, who keeps all of his promises. He is the maker of heaven and earth. He's the creator. Who else am I going to go to? So instead of looking to other authors first, other pastors first, even my family first, or deep within myself, my help comes from the Lord. He is the creator. He created me. He is in full control of the universe. So I look to him for help and guidance and wisdom. What about you? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for a reminder that this is all about you. In any situation we may be in, I can sing songs of praise to you because you are the one I look to. You are the one that I worship. You are the one that I have the full confidence will do what is best in this world and in my life. And I want to praise you for that today. In Jesus' name, amen.